Dictation for Roy Cooper, o Cooper, COOPER, June 5, 40. Addresses a letter, Stacy, STACEY, Crane, CRANE, NP, 422-4378. Dear Mrs. Crane, follow up Mr. Cooper, who has progressive advanced renal failure, last visit November. He feels well, no hospital visits, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, no ulcers, no gross claudication symptoms, sleep apnea, CPAP machine at night, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, does have atrial fibrillation, follows cardiology Dr. Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, coming visit February 16, Northopnea PND, review system is negative. Medication list review, I want to highlight Lotrel 10-40, metoprolol and chlorthalidone, anticoagulated with Xarelto for enlargement of the prostate, Flomax and Proscar, cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight is stable, 259, previously 256, blood pressure 133/61, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, January, creatinine rising, 3.1, GFR 19, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, PTH elevated 142, anemia 12.1, normal white blood cell platelets. Previously, normal size kidneys without obstruction, simple cyst on the right side, no reported urinary retention, and this is from December 2020. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, progressive over time, no symptoms, denies uremia, excuse me, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. I spent a significant amount of time explaining to him the progressive nature of his problem. This is the time that we want to learn about dialysis, his different options, including at home, CAPD, or home hemo, in-center hemodialysis, the need for an AV fistula, if he wants to explore a renal transplant. He understands that we start dialysis based on symptoms. For GFR less than 15, most people around 10, 12 or less. I did not change any medications. We will keep an eye on anemia for potential treatment. He has secondary hyperparathyroidism, but the levels are minor, does not require any specific treatment, vitamin D125. At this moment, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Continue same blood pressure medications, continue rate control and anticoagulation for AFib, continue sleep apnea. Whenever he's ready, we will proceed with above AV fistula and education. Otherwise, monthly blood tests come back in 3 or 4 months.